No other vehicle quite matches the 2018 Mercedes-Benz C-Class, so let's compare it to a Cheetah. The Cheetah's sleek body is the essence of speed and efficiency. The seductive silhouette and sleek curves of the C-Class sedan match it line for line. The Cheetah can turn in midair while sprinting. We're working on it. There's never been a better time to bring out the beast in you. Visit mbusa.com/C-Class to learn more. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Blog Talk Radio.
You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night like a 4th of July. Baby, you're a part of your work. Come on, come on.
Well, hello and welcome to the 40th episode of the Being Brilliant Radio Show. This is Amy Hackett-Jones, your host, happiness and high performance coach and hypnotist for being brilliant in the way you both live and lead your life and those around you. You can find me at www.amyhackett.jones.com. The Being Brilliant Radio Show, the deep and impactful look at what it takes to be brilliant. The show invites you, our listeners, to step into the very essence of who you are being as you show up to life. And my guests bring a combination of inspirational teachings coupled with practical tools and essential life and leadership skills translated into actionable strategies so that you, our listeners, may step into being the very best version of yourselves. My interviewees are high performers, thought leaders, game changers, pioneers, dreamers, adventurers, wayseers, visionaries, as well as friends and family. Those whom I believe live brilliantly and who travel magically through life, shining their own light so others may do the same. And of course, today is no exception. I have on the line international psychic, intuitive reader, channeler, holistic practitioner, and mentor, Isabel Gatherer. Hi, Isabel.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Oh, great. It's so brilliant to have you here. Now, Isabel, she spends her time helping people to make the changes in their lives that enable them to be the best possible version of themselves and to live their lives as they desire. She's currently living and traveling around the UK in her motorcycle with her dog, Henry, on a journey of spiritual healing and self-discovery. I can't wait to dive in. I have known Isabel for a couple of years now, and she's been my psychic healer and psychic intuitive along the ride, and I've learned so much and grown so much with her guidance. So I'm really, really very happy to be sharing her with you today. So welcome to the show, Isabel.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
Isn't it just? We always have so much fun. I can't wait to dive in.
I know.
So I always start with people's stories because I just find that the truth is always sort of stranger and more brilliant than fiction. And it's really in sharing our stories that we allow, as Marianne Williamson said, when we shine a light, we allow others to do the same. Mm. And my goodness, have you shone a bright light in many people's lives?
I'm trying so hard.
You're doing very well, very well. So just tell us a little bit, how did you get into becoming a channeler, a psychic intuitive, a healer? Like what happened for you along the way that this suddenly became a thing? Because for a lot of people it's a bit woo-woo, it's a bit way out there. It's like, how did you even come across this?
It's a long story, so I'll keep it really short because obviously it does go on for quite a few years. But I think it started a long, long time ago. I was adopted as a little girl, as a baby, and my father died when I was 9 years old and my mum died when I was 17. And I used to have conversations in my head. I thought I was talking to myself. And I used to have conversations in my head if I had anything to, if I was going for an interview or I had problems, I'd be walking along and having conversations and thinking literally that I was talking to myself. And I actually know now that I probably wasn't. I was getting messages coming back through to me. But then I didn't really realize what was going on. I was interested slightly in it when I was about 17, and then life mm-hmm. got in the way, and I got married at 19 and moved down south, wow. and then it all sort of got lost. It also got lost in what was going on in life, you know? Mm. And then I worked in admin for many, many years. I was a PA, I was, you know, administrator, doing all sorts of jobs yeah. like that. And the last job I had, I worked at the University of Portsmouth, and I was a PA there, and I was so bored. And I'm sorry anybody listening from Portsmouth University, because it's a lovely place, but I was so bored. And I decided, because I had Henry by then, Henry was a puppy, I decided I didn't want to leave him at home anymore, and I was going to go out to work as a self-employed, as a VA. So that's what I did. And then I kept getting put in front of spiritual people. A couple of, one lady in particular was very, very successful, and I was her PA for a couple of years, and I was astonished with some of the things that she was doing. Mm-hmm. And then I got put in with some. And then I met somebody else, and this last lady was very, very down to earth, because the other two were very, one was very scientific, and I'm not scientific at all, and the other one was completely woo-woo. And in those days, I'm thinking, I haven't got a clue what she's talking about. I don't know what she's going on about, but it was marvellous, but I really am not on the same level. And then they put me in front of, I say they, I think it was my guides, putting me, we will get to her, we will get to see what she can do. And they put me in front of somebody was very grounded, very down to earth, very, very much like me. And she then, I said something had happened to me, and she said, do you work with your angels? And I said, no, I didn't know you could work with your angels. So I did a small course with her, a couple of courses with her, and it was then I just realised that there was more to this than meets the eye, and that I just went on from there. I moved over from being a VA eventually to just doing this work, which I absolutely adore. And there I am. I'm here now, a few years down the line, about 5 years down the line now. So totally, totally love it. It's one of those jobs. It's not really a job. It's a way of life, because mm-hmm. I'm always connected. And I would just love other people to be able to do the same thing. And I know many people do, but my idea is to help people who haven't got a clue how to do it or didn't even realize you could do it mm-hmm. to connect and to a whole lot easier. So that's it in a nutshell. But I mean, I'm 56 now, so that's going back quite a number of years.
So thank you for sharing that, because it's in these sort of roundabout ways and these realizations that you were being put in front of people who kept pushing your limits in that sense, sort of getting you to stretch outside your comfort zone and see this thing for what it was, because your guides and your angels were really trying to access you and make you realize. So for the people listening who don't really know anything about psychic healing and intuition and channeling and guides and angels and this world that I've come to absolutely love as well, how would you describe it to somebody who's fairly green in the field and thinks it's probably just a bit woo-woo?
Well, there's a lot of people who do, but it's almost, I always say it's like having a team, and there's various guides you can work with. And if you're going to start off initially, I would highly recommend you start off working with angels, because it's a really, really gentle way of working. It's beautiful. They send you signs and they will help you. But there's many guides that you can work with. And a lot of people are already doing it. A lot of people feel things or see things or hear things. And then because it's not the normal or it's not what they're used to, they'll go, no, I'm just hearing things. I'm making this up. This is my imagination. This is my wishful thinking. And they poo-poo it, because when you come onto the earth, we're wide open to all of this stuff. As a child, we're wide open to this. We've got no limits put on us. Nobody saying, oh, that's a load of rubbish, or you don't believe in that. And we come into it doing it, but we have limits put on us, and then we think we can't, or we were making that up. That's a load of rubbish, no such thing. So I've gone off on a tangent, Amy, like I always do. So you
might. That's all right. I know you well. No, but you're absolutely right. We get sort of indoctrinated into our cultural belief systems, our religious belief systems, our educational belief systems, our family belief systems, and so that's how we grow and develop and learn and that sort of thing. you know, what it is to be British or what it is to be Panamanian or what it is to be this, that and the other. And we then start identifying ourselves with that. So we identify ourselves with the limiting beliefs of those different forms of indoctrination.
Around us.
So when, because I know in my experience, and I'll share more about this in just a moment, but the sign of white feathers is something that when my mum passed away almost 18 months ago now, which I can't believe it's passed so quickly.
Gosh, it's gone quickly, isn't it?
I know, isn't it? After that, well, as she was dying on her deathbed, I said to her, send me some kind of sign that you're okay. Send me, I didn't really know what I was asking for at the time. And then I just said, send me white feathers. And you know, like throughout the last year, I see white feathers frequently. And I just take it as a little nod from the universe that I'm on the right path, I'm in the right direction, I'm doing the right thing.
Yes.
And it feels just like it does feel like a message from my mother. It feels like a little, just like a little hug and saying, you're doing all right, chick, you know, it's all going good.
Yes.
You're on the right path. And so that was an example, as you say, when people feel, see, hear things. That for me is something that I see. I see white feathers. And when I see that, I know that I'm on the right path. I'm doing the right thing, and et cetera. As you say, people feel things, people hear things. What would, give us a couple of examples of things that people might feel or hear.
Well, quite often if it's spirit guides or people have once passed, you might feel them touching your hair sometimes. I mean, you might smell them in the room with you, even though there's nothing there. They also do things like lights might go on and off, they might move things, and it's not to scare you, it's to show you that they're there. And this is talking about loved ones who've passed mainly. It's to show you that they're actually still there. They haven't gone very far. All they've done is shed their physical overcoat. This body that we're in, it's just a vehicle for us to be, for the soul and the energy to be carried around on Earth. When they pass over, the body's left behind, but the soul to source or wherever you want it to go back to, heaven or Summerland or wherever you think it goes back to, that's entirely up to your own belief, but it's there. And they, when they're strong enough, they like to come back and show you that, you know, we haven't gone very far. And when you're asking questions like, Mum, what shall I do? Or Dad, can you help me with this? Or, what, you know, if a brother or sister's passed, you're asking for help. They will show you in whatever way they can that they're still around you. And they will come in and they'll show you white feathers if that's what you want to see. They'll maybe words in a book might pop out at you, or the song on the radio might have words in there that you need to hear. There's all sorts of signs that you'll show you, and angels will show you feathers. Angels will show you rainbows. They will show you synchronicities, like three cars, the same car in a row, or again, songs on the radio, just to let you know that they're there, because they've got to, until you get used to working with them, we always need to be checking in. We always need to be thinking, am I going mad? And the angels will say, no, you're not. Here you are. Here's another sign. You know, and you, it might be that you're asking for something, and you so want to hear back from them, and so they'll send you three cards in a row to say that's the right thing. What you're thinking now is the right thing. That is correct, you know what I mean? They try their hardest. But the more you work with them, the more you get used to having them around you. And it's so Amy, you know what it's like. It's so easy once you get used to it. You ask what you want, and you start to get it coming back into your head, or you'll get tingling in your, you know, tingling senses, like, oh, yeah, that's right then, or just a knowing, or maybe a flipping over your tummy when you think of something. And that, to me, is that's intuition. It's like, yeah, that's the right thing. And you just get used to it. So it's taking time out to some people hear, some people see, some people feel. If you're somebody who's very sensitive, there's no point thinking you're going to get messages coming through to your head. They will send you senses like you might go hot and cold, or you might get a prickling on your hairs on your arms stand up, or the back of your neck goes funny or whatever. If you're somebody who likes to hear, or very clairaudient like I am, you'll get it coming into your head. They don't necessarily come into your ears. Sometimes they do. It'll come into your head like words. And it doesn't have to be the voice of your loved one who's passed either. That's where a lot of people get, you know, confused. You just get a words coming in. So it's practicing, really. It's practicing and seeing what way is the best way for you, how you pick them up, you know?
I mean, like everything, it's all about practice, isn't it? Practice makes perfect.
It is. Yeah, and you will find your way then. You will find what's best way for you.
Yeah, and it is a very individual experience, isn't it? It's really, they like to work with us, you know, in a way that fits best. So why would somebody want to connect with their angels and their guides? I want to take it, sort of strip it bare and just really ask some fundamental questions before we dive deep.
Okay, well, we come in with a team behind us, okay? So we have got our higher self. We could talk about that later if you want to. We've got a team of angels. We've got one guardian angel, and the guardian angel comes with us, whichever life, if you believe in reincarnation, they're with every single life that we come back. It's the same guardian angel. And they know absolutely everything about you, everything that's happened in a past life, everything that's going on in this life for you, the things you've done that may be brilliant, the things you've done that may be good, the things that you've done that may not be so good. But they are with you, and they love you totally, totally unconditionally. And they are there. They're your winger. They're your sidekick. They're the ones there to help you to navigate the world. Okay, they get you in places where you need to be to meet people who you're here to meet. They guide us along. They bring people to us. You know, they're pushing us behind. They're behind us, trying to push us. Okay, to get us where we need to be. And our intuition is a big part of that as well. So when you feel like you need to be somewhere and you don't know why, just go. Just go, and it'll all become very clear for you. So there are psychic. There are psychic. There's also other angels. There's archangels that everybody can work with. You've all heard about Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael. They're behind us as well. We can call on them for strength, for healing to be sent out to the world. You know, when there's a disaster, we can call on, I mean, he'll already be there anyway, but we can call on healing angels to go out to disaster areas to help. But they're there for you as well. So they're there to help you to navigate your way on this life, in this life path. Because before we come down this time, we are going deep already, but before we come this time...
I have a habit of
We know what we're here to do. We know before we come down who we're going to be, who we're going to be born to, because that's what we choose who we want to be with. Who we're going to be, where we're going to live, the people we're going to meet, the lessons we're going to learn, the karma we're going to pay back. And we have a meeting with our angels and our guides, and we all gather around and say, please, when I go down, please help me to do this, because you know what it's like. We get back on Earth and then we forget what we're here to do and blah, blah, blah. And they say, well, we'll be with you, but remember to ask us, because with angels, you have to ask for their help, and they will help you, or they'll only help you. And so that's it. So they are there to help us, and they are there to put us in the right place. They are there to introduce us to who we need to be introduced to, and to guide us through life, to make it easier. I mean, we can all do it. We can all do it on our own, but with our guides pinners, listening to our problems, they ask us to hand our worries over to them, and they take them away and they send us a solution. You know, all this day-to-day talking with them, they truly do help. They really, really do help. And it just makes our life on Earth a whole lot easier if we work with the team behind us.
Absolutely.
We can trust them, and we ask them to, okay, well, where do I need to go now? And I'll go there then. And then you meet somebody, you know, oh, that's why I'm here, you know, because they've guided us there. So, yeah, it's just to make our life a whole lot easier. I mean, we can work without them, and many people do. But when you do know how to work with them, it just makes everything a whole lot easier for us.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? Absolutely. And so that's why, would somebody want to, you know, be aware of this and start being more inquisitive about it and perhaps asking more about their angels and this, that and the other. So next I'm going to get onto the how. Like you've described a little bit, but what sort of questions would you ask, and how would you ask, like, who are you asking them to, into the sort of space in front of you when you're sitting in bed and writing your journal or whatever, you know? Well, how would you describe that? How would people connect?
I would suggest, first of all, that you decide to work with, you know, you might decide, let me find out who my guardian angel is. You don't have to know them. They're in with me. Come on, Isabel.
I can feel it.
So what you do is you just, can you feel it? They're trying to, come on, girl. So they'll say.
I knew it.
What
I
used
it.
to do. You knew there'd be in, didn't you? What I used to do was I used to sit in my healing room and I used to say, angels, are you with? And they're always with you. So I'd go, good morning. I do my thing every morning. So I do my protection, like I've told you I do. And I sit there and I go, morning, angels. And I get back in my head, morning, Isabel, how are you? And it's just a conversation like that. It's an everyday conversation with your angels. When you first start off, don't worry about who's there. Just put it out there, morning, angels, how are you? And you will get, good morning, Jane, or good morning, Amy, how are you? And then have a conversation with them. You might not hear back from them. You might not feel it coming back to you straight away because we've all got blocks in there saying, oh, this is, you know, this will never happen. But try and be as open as you can to it happening because they are going to be there for you. So you could say to them, right, you know I'm new to this time round. So can you show me a sign that you're there today? So you may then see numbers, like we said earlier on, 11:11 before I came on the call. You might see 333. You might see the three cars going along, three white Fiats. Mm-hmm. My friend, if she's listening, she always used to see three white Fiats. you might see the feather on the ground. I mean, I still ask for signs for them, and I still get the feathers if I really need to know something. Birds, robins. Garden, that's a real sign of spirit. Robins are really spiritual birds, so you might see those come in, or you might have different birds.
I see them a lot too. Robins, I love them.
Yeah, they're lovely, aren't they? I get robins and I get buzzards now. Everywhere I go, I get the buzzards coming in. So just start it off gently like that. So it's almost like making a new friend. It's almost like you wouldn't somebody in the street and you think they're going to be my friend. You work on the friendship, don't you? You build that friendship. And you wouldn't tell somebody your innermost secrets the first day you meet them. You would build on that friendship and you would trust it. And then as you get to trust it by asking them questions and then sending you messages or signs, then you know they're with you. Because and what I would say is when you signs, don't dismiss them. Don't say, oh, there's a white feather, but there could be a pigeon around. You know, you just go, well, there's a white feather, thank you. Thank you, angels. And the more you see these, the more every time you see something that you think could possibly be a sign, just say thank you, angels. Because nobody's actually going to see you. You haven't got it written across your forehead, I am working with angels. So nobody's going to say, well, she's a woo-woo, she's a bit weird. Well, are they? So get you, you know, work that way. And you can ask your guardian angel. If we want a name, you can say to your guardian angel, what's your name? And the first name that comes into your head is that what you can call them. It's always nice to have a name.
It is, isn't it? When we did that, you did that with me, the first name that came into my head was John. And I was just like, I don't want to be saying Dear John every morning. It's like writing a Dear John letter. I was just like, I wanted to have a name like Raphael or Gabriel or something a bit more. And you're like, well, no, mine's called Bev and my other one's called this. I was like, okay, John it is. That was the first thing that came
John
in.
John it is, then.
I say, good morning, John.
You won't ever forget it, will you?
No, exactly.
Good morning, John. You'll never forget it. Mine's called Fred. I'm not going to forget Fred, am I? So,
And it's
lovely. Morning, Fred. And also, you can ask them if you... So if you're worrying about something, they do not like you worrying. Worry is just such a wasted energy. So please, anybody who's out there, don't worry about anything. It's easier said than done, I know, but it is wasted. It doesn't do any good for anybody. It just makes you feel even worse than you're feeling now. So tune in with your angels. Just sit and talk quietly somewhere and say, angels, are you with me? And they will be. And just say, I'm really worried about whatever is going on in my life. Please, can you take the worries away from me? I want to hand them over to you. And please, can you help me to find a solution? And they love that. They love getting their hands in and rolling their sleeves up and helping people. But what I do find with people when they say, well, I ask my angels for help and they don't come in. I said, are you listening? Well, yeah. Do you hear things? Well, yeah. Is it something you don't really want to hear? Well, yeah. Well, you know.
You don't get to choose the message.
I know. When they're asking you to do something, they want you to do something for a reason. It's like when I first... Can I tell a little story?
Yes, please do.
Okay. When I first... Before I started reading for people publicly... I used to do it for the children. I used to do it for my friends. I never used to charge anything. And I had, oh, it's about November, so I can't remember how many years ago now, it must have been about 2012. I had a tax bill coming in. I had to pay my tax at the end of January, 31st of January, and I hadn't got enough money. And this is November, and I'm worrying about the money, and I'm saying to my gangers, I need £220. I really do need £220 before the 31st of January, or the week before, because obviously I wanted to pay on time. Angels, please, can you help me? And they said, yeah, we can help you, Isabel, but you've got to start reading for money. Oh, no, I can't do that. Yes, you can. You start reading for money and you charge £10 a reading. And you remember we were in a group called What Women on the Business Stage, weren't we, Amy?
Yeah.
That's where I met you, I think.
Yes.
And I put out an advert on there, £10 readings. And I was, you know, I was naive. I wasn't naive. I was frightened, you know, scared to death, but I started to do them. And I didn't keep a I kept a check, but I didn't keep a count of them. And by the third week of January, I had done 22 readings at £10 a reading, just the right amount of money for my tax bill.
Isn't that amazing?
But they were making up. They were making me get my message out there. You do what I'm here to do, and they were helping me to pay the bill. And that's what they'll do. So they, you might get money land on your doorstep quite often. You know, they might send you checks through. You might get a rebate or whatever. But they wanted me to start doing this work. They pushed me and pushed me and put people in front of me. And they're like, right now, this is the right time. She's asking for help, but she's got to do something for it as well.
Yeah.
And that's the story, because I think it just about sums everything up. You've got to be prepared to do what they're asking you to do. But they'll always be behind you. They'll always give you the strength you need to do it, but they want you to step up. And you would have said this to them before. You know, you would have said, Angels, I'm going to go down, I'm going to be Amy, I'm going to do this, I'm going to inspire so many people, but I could do with some help when I get there, because, you know, there's times you want to hide away in your shell and you don't want to step up. And they'll go, that's okay, Amy, call on us. And every time you're about to go on, I don't know what you do, Amy, but every time you're about to go on the show, give us a shout and we'll be behind the strength and courage that you need.
Absolutely.
And then you're stepping up for your job. You're helping inspire so many people by doing what you do, and your guides are behind you, giving you the strength that sometimes you need. So it works so, so well, and it works for everybody. It doesn't matter what, you know, wherever you work, whatever you do, everybody needs some help sometimes. Everybody needs some help. And if you think about your guides and angels, they know absolutely everything about you. They can see where you are in a game of pawn, or a game of chess or whatever, they at the top, and they could look down on that big chessboard and see where you are now and see where you've got to get to, and they can see the path for you. We can't see that where we are. We're in it. We can't always see the path and where we need to go. But they can, and they'll get us there if we let them help us.
Yeah, it's such a magical experience. And I know that when I first started working with you, I mean, I was already open to this sort of thing, but I hadn't ever had quite such an experience. And it was just amazing. It was just incredible, the messages that were coming through you. And I just always remember likening it the first few times to the film Ghost with Patrick Swayze, Demi Moore, and Whoopi Goldberg. Because in that film, Whoopi Goldberg is the medium, she's the channel, once he's died and moved on, isn't she?
Yeah.
And Demi Moore, they communicate through Demi Moore, through Whoopi Goldberg. And so when my mum passed away, she passed away June last year, and it was about this time last year that we had a call. And I didn't ask anything about mum. I was just focusing on what I had to focus on that was immediately in front of me, and what I could be looking forward to and expecting, and what I needed help with, you know, moving forwards immediately. And right at the very end of the call, I will never forget this. I hadn't asked you to ask mum to come in. I hadn't asked mum to come in. She just literally, right at the end of the call, she literally came into the conversation. And your voice changed. And
good.
I honestly felt as though my mother was speaking to me. You were using exactly her words, everything. And it was the weirdest experience. But so comforting and just incredible at the same time. And she was literally saying, thank you for giving me such a wonderful send-off. Thank you for such a beautiful funeral and an amazing memorial service. You did so, you know, just made me proud and all the rest of it. And it was just such an incredible moment. Literally, I felt like I was hearing her voice.
Oh.
And...
Oh, Amy.
Oh. But it was just to show people that these, you know, these things sound woo-woo and all the rest of it, but actually... These things are accessible to everyone, like you were just saying, these experiences, and to know that, you know, we're not alone. And I know that a lot of people suffer with feeling alone these days. sort of the more isolated we get with our machinery and our phones and all the rest of it, and people do suffer with loneliness. And it's just like, well, if you're in that space at all, or any kind of form of depression or anything like that, it's sort of like, well, there is someone that you can reach out to, and you, like you said in the beginning, you've got a team behind you and they're there gunning for you, but you've got to access them. You're the one who's got to sit there in your quiet time and get to know them.
And I
sing your praises to lots of people, so anybody listening, do get in touch if you're remotely intrigued with Isabel afterwards. I'll be sharing her details at the end, because it really is quite an incredible experience and process, and something really, really, truly wonderful to learn.
So I remember that reading.
Yeah.
I was in Cornwall, and I hadn't got a signal at all where I was staying. And you contacted me and said, "Isabel, can you do me a reading?" And because I've read for you before, I thought I need to go and sort this out. And
yeah.
There was no signal whatsoever where I was, so I found a seat overlooking the sea. And I thought, I took all my cards up with me, I took my crystals up with me, I took my dog up with me, and I was thinking, the angels, I don't want any rain while I'm here, it's not terrain. I'd gone up there and found a signal, I'd sat on the bench, and I said, I don't want anybody walking past me while I'm doing this reading for Amy. I remember reading for you, and I remember it being a very powerful reading.
Mm-hmm.
And then we said goodbye. As soon as I put the phone down, a family of five walked past me. Thank you.
Oh, I love it. Oh, that's just fantastic.
Oh, so thank you, angels. You're bloody lovely.
Yeah. I know. It is wonderful.
The thing is, well, when we start working with them, we don't have to just ask in a quiet room either. We can, when you start working with them and you're used to them, you can ask for help anywhere. It doesn't matter where you are, you can ask for help. You know, one of the good places to start, if you really want, when you're starting off, is to ask for a car parking space.
Oh, I used to do that in Panama. It was,
it happens. I know. Angels, I need a car parking space. Please, always please and thank yous. And then you drive up to the car park and want to be pulling out. Thank you, angels. And you pull in. And it was, you know, everywhere else completely full. They're brilliant.
Yeah.
They're absolutely incredible. And those are little examples of how you can work, where they can help you. You know, getting a lid off a jar. Angels, please, can you help me? And they will help you. Little things like that, you know. I mean, they're not going to, the lid of the jar is not going to fly off. Don't worry. You've still got to use your own hand, but they will help you to get it off. It's just wonderful.
Yeah. This is amazing. And I wanted to touch on angel numbers as well. You mentioned it earlier, and we mentioned it before we started the call, because this is something I see an awful lot as well, is the numbers, so the number sequences. And I noticed that when you posted about this this show on your Facebook, I noticed that the time of the post was 11:11, and I'm always seeing 11:11. I quite often see 22:22, particularly with one person when I'm in communication with them. And so, what does this mean? Because, you know, you can see we can see series of three or four cars that are the same, and there's something other. But when we see numbers, and it can be when you look at your phone, it's 11:11 or 22:22 or whatever. It can be perhaps a registration number in a car has three numbers in a row, or perhaps you go to the cash register in a supermarket and it comes to £11.11. What does this mean? What is it?
Well, in numerology, 11 and 22 are really, really powerful numbers. And if we're doing manifesting, they're really really powerful numbers to get the things in your life that you want to come in. But I found there've been many, many different replies to this, many different explanations to this. But I always found that when I've seen numbers like that, I'm usually thinking about something that needs an answer. or I've got something playing on my mind, and you'll keep on seeing the numbers. And again, it's, you can look up the numbers, the various numbers in a numerology book, and see what those numbers are, whether it's a strength number or power number or whatever. But also, it's to sort of say to you, we're here again, we're here with you, what you're thinking is the right thing. Or you're worrying again, because you might find, another thing you might find, is you keep on waking up at the same time every night.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people have that. Mm. So, slightly going off key again, because you know what I'm like. What I used to do when I used to wake up in the middle of the night and couldn't sleep because I had got so much going on in my mind, not necessarily a shopping list like people have or a to-do list like people have, but I'd have so much going on in my mind, I couldn't keep it clear. And I used to wake up at the same, it used to be 3:33 for me nearly every night, 3:33, so drive me up the blooming wall. So I used to get, if I couldn't go back to sleep, pen and paper, and they'd say to them, right, guides, what do I need to know? And I might have to go downstairs and do it, or I could sit in bed, pencil, and you start writing on your paper, okay? And don't worry about what you're writing, but as soon as you've put the first word in there, it will just flow through, if you let it to flow through. And they will be giving you information then, what you need to know. It'll be probably words of encouragement, it might be something that you need to do, but that is good as well for clearing that and stopping those sequences for waking you up in the middle of the night. So, but 1111, I find it to be a powerful number. It's a yes, you're on the right track number, keep going, or whatever comes into your head at the time as well. Mm. So you just 22, so you will know that when you see that number, it'll be giving you something that you need to know about that person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody have their own explanation about it, but if anybody's really interested in numbers, and numbers are very, very powerful, I would suggest you get a numerology book, because numerology is incredible. I'm not a numerologist, but I love reading the numerology books that I've got, because we choose the day we're going to be born so that we're a particular life path. Mm. It's just incredible.
That's a whole nother level.
That's a whole nother level, but I know somebody who's a very good numerologist, and I do look and I do read books, and if I know what a number somebody is, and I look at it, go, yeah, my goodness me, that is you. Yeah, they've got their own characteristics and lessons that they have to learn this life, and it's very, very powerful. But 1111 and 22, very, very powerful. Yeah, thank you. They're in again. Very, very powerful numbers. And so also, especially with 11 and 22, they're manifesting numbers. So when we're on the level manifesting, about what we're manifesting, our thoughts and our actions are like, you're like a great big magnet, and everything you think you're putting out to the universe. So when you see 1111 or 22 or whatever number, they're saying to you, what are you thinking? Mind what you're thinking, because you may be thinking negative thoughts, you may be thinking doubt, you might be doubting things. If you're doubting and feeling negative thoughts, you're putting that into the universe. This is another call again, as you say, and then the universe is replying with something else to be negative about or doubtful about. So it could be, check what, you know, Isabel, what are you thinking about now? And I'll go, oh yes, okay, guys, I've got that. I'll turn it around to a positive then. So quite often, think of, when you see the numbers, what are you actually thinking about at that time when you see them? Is it something that you need to change, or is it something that they're saying to you, you're on the right track? It's not any. Is it? But again, it's all depending on the individual who's going through whatever they're going through. But I would highly recommend try and be as positive as you possibly can through life, as you possibly are. Every day, if you have a few down moments, boost them up with a few happy moments, because everything we put out, as I say, as a magnet, we get back to us. So when we're having a really rubbish day and we're going, oh, I'm so fed up with my life and everything seems to go wrong and why is it always like this, the universe will go, she's fed up with her life, let's send her some more stuff in to be fed up about. Or if you're a really bright positive person, you go, life's so good and I love my life and everything's so great, the universe will go, she's loving life still, send her some more stuff in to love life about. And that is 1111 is all, and 22 is all about that. It's all about manifestation. You're manifesting your life by your thoughts and your feelings. And so those two numbers might be making you check in. How am I feeling today? Oh, I've been moaning all morning. Right, let's turn this around. Let's be happy now. Let's turn it around to something positive, and then the life will start to get back on track. Does that sort of answer it, Amy?
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. So Isabel, I'm just going to share your details with people now. We'll do so again at the end of the call. If anybody is interested in getting in touch with Isabel, her website is www.thelisteningaunt.com. I absolutely love that, the listening aunt. And you're soon to be going to be changing it to your name, which is Isabel, Isobel, Gatherer, Gatherer.com. And again, you can find her on Facebook and Instagram at Isabel.gatherer on both those. And you've got an upcoming course in October, which is called Who is in Your Team? So, Isabel, tell us a little bit more about this. Who is in your team and this course that you're putting up in October?
Okay, so it's going to be a 4-week online course. So it doesn't matter where in the world you are, we can hang out together online. And it's going to be four 1-hour calls. 1 week we'll be looking at working with our angels, learning how to work with our angels and getting used to that. We'll also be looking at our spirit guides, and we'll be talking about spirit guides, where they're from, how they can help us, and helping you to connect with those. We'll also be looking at our higher self, and that's a whole new thing again, and we'll be looking at working out how to connect with our self, who's absolutely amazing. And on the fourth call, I'll be going down dirty, and I'll be working with Mother Earth and getting off our thoughts and our confirmations coming up through the earth. So working with trees, plants, being grounded, all that sort of stuff. So it's going to be really interesting because those are the things I sort of work with, and I just want to share them with others. So you can choose which one you prefer to work with or work with all of them. And then we'll probably have a bonus week as well where we can have a question and answer call. It will also be FaceTimed. I'll have a Facebook group. We'll also have FaceTimes and live Facebook calls and things like that, and you'll be getting some resources. So I'm launching that on the 3rd of October, which is the first Tuesday in October, and it'll be 7 p.m. UK time. But you can, as I say, you can join me from wherever you are in the world if you care to join. I'm very down to earth, as you've probably gathered.
Yep.
you've done it a course with me, Amy, yes, haven't you? They're quite easy to navigate, aren't they? So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And very, very insightful. I absolutely loved it. So that's, and people, if you're interested in finding out more, you can email Isabel at Isabel, isobel@thelisteningaunt.com for more information. Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that. So I want to ask you now, what would be your top three insights that you'd like to give the Being Brilliant listeners to take away with them today? What if, you know, with regards to being brilliant?
Let me think about this. So I want to say to you, when we're asked to be brilliant, when we've got these wonderful things that we want to share with the world, it takes a lot of courage from us to be able to stand up and do that, be that person, be able to stand up and put our head above the parapet and say, hey, I'm me, and I'm here to do this, I'm here to help. It takes a lot, and there's some days when you want to be like that little tortoise where you just want to go and hide in your shell and not come out again. It can be so frightening, can't it? You worry about what people say about you, what's everybody going to think about me. I can't do this. There's no way I can stand up and talk about this. But when it's burning inside you, that message that you've got to get out to the world, when you're so passionate about what you do, you know you've got to do it. You know you've got to have the strength to do that. So working with your guides, and I said with Amy and I were talking about earlier on, working with your guides, when you've got them behind you, you can ask for that strength and courage to see you through that situation. You can ask them to be with you to help you to get through that. You can ask them to be with you so you can stand up and shine. So that's important. I find that's really important. One of the other things I want to say is when you've got something like this, you've got to share it with people, because not just what I do, but when you've got your wonderful gifts, all of you are listening, you've all got your wonderful gifts, share them with people. Not everybody will want to hear what you say. You will have the naysayers. You will have the people saying, who on earth does she think she is, or who on earth does he think he is to be telling me this? But when it's so powerful, when it's something you've got to do it. So get on. And if you
feel like you can't work with your guides and angels, or you feel like you need some extra support, then get somebody who can coach you, who can mentor you, who can give you that oomph, who can get you out there and doing your stuff. Because quite often, we are entrepreneurs, we are sitting behind our computers, we are on our own all day. It's not like we're in an office where we want people, you know, we've got people to, come on, you can do this, you're on your own. So if you get somebody behind you who can push you forward, get somebody behind you who's been through it, who knows what you're going through and can help you to get your message out there or whatever you're doing. And the other thing I wanted to say to you is trust your intuition, because your intuition is the most powerful tool we can have. And our intuition is 99.9% right. We always are right. Our initial feeling, when you meet somebody, a lot of people will recognize this, when you meet somebody and you think, I don't mean to be funny, but I don't like that person, there's something about them, and then you give them that, oh, but I better be generous, and I better make sure that, I better give them the
benefit of the doubt.
So you get to know them, and then they do something behind your back, or they hurt you, or they do something, you know, that's not good. Then you think, well, I knew that. My intuition told me that. Or you go somewhere and you're going to go somewhere and you think, actually, I don't really want to go there because it doesn't feel good. Oh, but I'll go anyway. And you go and something happens and your intuition was screaming out to you, don't do it. I mean, we've all had these things, haven't we? We've all had intuition. Yeah. Trust this, because that is the most powerful tool you can ever, ever have, your intuition. So don't doubt yourself. And when you don't want to do something, be honest and say it. Because it's painful if you go through these things when your intuition is telling you not to. And it can knock you back. It can knock you back for ages, can't it, if you go and do it and you wish you hadn't.
Yes.
So does that make sense, all that?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Oh, Amy, I do waffle.
No, this is brilliant. You've got your points there about asking for the help and about trusting. You know, it is. If we could all trust our own intuition a lot more and get to know our sort of inner selves, our higher selves, and the team that we have at our disposal.
Absolutely.
We'll be operating at a higher level.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. So is there anything else? I know they've popped in and said hello during this call. Are they still there? Would they like to share anything?
They're still here. I don't know whether they want to, actually. I think you were just trying to get me through when I was going off on a wander. But the other thing is this, I mean, even if people don't come to me, if you're lost somewhere, you're totally lost and you don't know where you're going, find somebody who can read for you, because the readings, don't be afraid of having a reading from anybody, because the readings will be your guides coming through to you in one form or another to try and help you to get you out of the situation you're in. It might not be your loved ones, it might be your angels, it might be other guides, but they will be trying to get messages through to you to help you to move forward. So if you're stuck in something, you really can't find your way out, and you're not confident enough to work with your guides at the moment, and you need some help, then find yourself somebody who can read for you, somebody who you can trust, who can give you a reading and help you through that. Because if they're good readers, they will actually help you to, they will not only just give you the reading, they will also give you some tools for you to take away to work with as well. And quite often people have come to me for readings, never had one before, and the insights they've got have actually helped them to turn their lives around or help them to see things in a completely different way and help them to move forward. So just remember, if you can't do it yourself, then ask somebody to help you to do it, and then it will find your strength. You really will find a lot of strength from working with your guides, and it becomes part of what you're going to do. It just becomes part of your life.
No. It really does. I'm a testament to that. It's just checking in every now and again, and so getting the little, you know, the white feathers, and saying the pleases and the thank yous when you say, hey, morning angels. And it really is just like having a team on your side. And you know, most of the day I'm pretty level headed and pretty happy, and every now and again it's like, well, I've got a question now. So I pose a question and then I wait for an answer, or I go about my day and then an answer comes later on. it's really been a game changer for me as well, I have to say. And touching base with you, and just, you know, sometimes it's just to feel that I'm actually on track, I'm getting the right messages. Other times it was a deeper one, like the one I described for this time last year. So yeah. And Isabel she's absolutely wonderful to work with. I'm just putting it out there. I would love everybody who's listening to give you a call. Because it's just such a brilliant experience. It's something that we're not, you know, it's, as we were saying in the beginning, it's very woo-woo to most people. But if you can put that aside and just be with what comes up in a phone call with Isabel or with another guide, then if you can be open to it, it's actually pretty special. It's a very special experience.
Or even just get yourself. Yeah, or even just get yourself a pack of angel cards or oracle cards if you haven't got any, and practice, just pull one of those every day, because those the messages that come through on there are usually very poignant, the cards that you pick. There's usually, you know, oh, I picked that card again. Well, if you pick that card again, it's trying to tell you something. So they're always a good way for people to get messages through. The guides will make sure you get the right cards. But again, it's not just... a lot of the work I do is, it's not just the reading, it's getting the people from A to B. So it's helping them to move, not just teach them how to work with their own angels and guides, but also if they're in a situation maybe where they find themselves stuck, it's getting them out of that situation and helping them to move forward in life with the support of the guides coming through for them. So many people have regular readings for that. If they're navigating a difficult period, if that regular connection with the guides through me or whoever they're with helps them to get through that particular rocky situation. And it's like you're getting the guidance. As I say, they're looking down, they can see where you're going, they can see how far down the road you are. It's getting them to give us some advice to push you through, or just the love that you need, the support that you need through. But yeah, just, I would wholly recommend that you try it, even if you try it and don't particularly like it. Just give it a go and just say, morning guys, how are you? Morning, you, and see what happens, because they will, as soon as you start that connection with them, then you will see little miracles. You will have things happening to you, and don't please poo-poo them. Just go, hey, thank you angels, thank you so much, I don't know whether I'm reading this right, but that was pretty cool what you've just done there, so thank you.
yeah I was in the pool the other day doing my training and going up and down all the lengths and this, that and the other, and I was trying to focus on my stroke, and there were so many different bits of the stroke that I still haven't got completely fluid. And usually I find when I'm doing my front crawl, you know, there's one thing I'm focusing on, but then another thing falls to, you know, that isn't quite in sync and this and that. And I was just like, dear John, can you come in right now please and help me out here, because I'm not getting the speed I need, and my arms aren't pulling through the water faster. And it was actually quite amazing. For about 3 or 4 lengths, whilst I was really trying to connect with John, everything just came into sync. It was amazing. And suddenly my times on each length were faster. I felt my breathing was much more steady. I felt like everything was just flowing. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Oh, wow. Oh,
well done. It was really good.
I mean, I've asked mine when I was going through, you know, I had a couple of years and I was going through a divorce and all that lot, and it was pretty horrendous. I asked them for help then, and they were always showing up for me, always. There was things like I needed money, and I was going, guys, I've got, these are my bills every month, this is what I've got to find, I don't know how, please help me because I don't know how I'm going to do it. Every month that money came in, and I honestly don't know how it came in, but every month I met my bills. And I went to see the solicitor, and he said, you have to give him my figures. He says, you've got your figures wrong here, Isabel. I said, I haven't. He goes, you have. There's no way you could live on this money. I said, honestly, I do. There's no way. I said, look, I don't mean to be funny, but I do. You can check my figures if you like, but please don't charge me for it. But I'm telling you, that's what I live on. And it's because they guide. It's because they sent in things for me. On paper, there's no way it worked. But it worked, and that's what you just got to believe in. Don't always try. Yeah. That's it. Don't always try and figure it out, because that's the scientific way of things. Just accept it that they're helping you. Accept that they're giving you these gifts. If we try and figure it out, that's when we start to doubt it.
Yeah.
Not believe.
When we get into the how.
Trust.
Don't worry about the how.
Yeah.
Just trust the message and act on it. Take
just
inspired
trust
action.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Trust, believe, and be patient, and they will help you. I mean, sometimes it was like to be, you know, the mate that, I don't know, to pay the bill, and I got it, and it was just, it's just absolutely incredible. But you've just got to sit and just let it happen without thinking, overthinking things. And other things as well, when you're feeling really, like you said earlier on about people who are lonely and people who may be depressed, just to get comfort from your guides, just to get comfort from your angels. I used to say to my angels, I couldn't get to sleep, hey, Fred, can you just come and give me a cuddle? Please, I just need a cuddle.
That's how I feel when I see the white feathers. I feel like I'm being cuddled by the universe or by mum. Mm. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's
you
actually
feel
fun.
Like it's around you.
Yeah.
And I've actually had little white feathers before. I've been on them. I remember when I was working as a VA, some part of the job I couldn't do. I was spending hours doing this and I was getting so frustrated. And I said, angels, I really do need some help with this because I can't charge this lady for all this time I'm spending on it. And I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And it was nighttime I was doing it. I was sitting with my nightie on and my dressing gown on, and I felt this little tickle, and I looked down and the tiniest little white feather had come from nowhere and was sitting on my leg. And I just thought, okay, yeah, you're with me, so what do I need to do? And they just told me to phone the company again, and I said, I've already done it once. Yes, but phone them again. I phoned them again, and this chap answered the phone, and he had the answer straight away for me, and I'd been trying it for hours. I'd already phoned them, and he couldn't help, but he had the answer. But this little white feather, it was them saying, we are with you. Will you just listen to what we're trying to tell you to do and do it?
Yeah.
They are incredible. They really are. A cuddle from your angel helps you to go to sleep.
Oh, it does. It helps me do all sorts of things. Get up in the morning and face the work and the challenges. And at the moment, I mean, it was amazing, literally. I've got my first half Ironman competition in less than 2 weeks now. And as I was really trying to pull my strokes together the other day in the pool, it was just amazing. When I asked, you know, ask and thou shalt receive, I was like, well, damn, that worked.
So on your day, you have your angel with you and you're going to go, you're winning.
Exactly.
You're winning.
Oh, I don't know about that, but I'll definitely get around it and in good shape. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I really, really enjoy this. I know that you and I could talk for hours, but maybe we'll do this another time. Again, if anybody would like to connect with Isabel, and I strongly suggest that everybody on this call does, www.thelisteningaunt.com. And you can find her on Facebook with Isabel Gatherer. It's ISOEEL. And her surname is Gatherer, GATHERER. And if you'd like to email her directly about having a session with her or about her upcoming course in October, you can email Isabel at Isabel, ISOBEL, at thelisteningaunt.com. Goodness me, thank you so much, Isabel. This has been so much
You're
fun.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you for inviting me on. It's been lovely.
Oh, it's been such
and
a pleasure.
And all this on the road.
I know. Oh, well, thank you so much. You're welcome. Everybody who's listening out there, thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in regularly. Thank you all for listening, and be sure to tune in again in 2 weeks' time. And in the meantime, go out there, be your brilliant selves, be the lighthouse, shine your light no matter how fierce the storm, and connect with your team because they're there ready and waiting and willing to help you out, to guide you, and to give you a great big hug from the universe. Thank you so much. This was Amy Hackett-Jones, episode number 40 of the Being Brilliant Radio Show. You can find me at www.amyhackettjones.com. Thank you so much. Ciao for now.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Vehicle quite matches the 2018 Mercedes-Benz C-Class, so let's compare it to a Cheetah. The Cheetah's sleek body is the essence of speed and efficiency. The seductive silhouette and sleek curves of the C-Class sedan match it line for line. The Cheetah can turn in midair while sprinting. We're working on it. There's never been a better time to bring out the beast in you. Visit mbusa.com/C-Class to learn more. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. No other vehicle quite matches the newly redesigned Mercedes-Benz GLA, so let's compare it to a figure skater. A skater is graceful, but surprisingly strong. The GLA is sleek yet muscular, with sporty front and rear bumpers and a striking grille. Skaters have judges to rate their performance. We think you'll give the GLA a high score once you get behind the wheel. There's never been a better time to experience the 2018 Mercedes-Benz GLA. Visit mbusa.com/GLA to learn more. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.